Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
February 29th is an unusual day. It's an extra day tacked on to the shortest month of the year that only comes around every 4 years. There is, of course, a scientific explanation for the phenomenon. But the reality is, for most of us, today is another ordinary day. It's another day of work or running errands or taking kids from soccer practice to play rehearsal to home. For the abortion industry, too, today is just another ordinary day. Today, there are women in crisis pregnancy situations who are going to an abortion clinic because they've been told abortion is their only option, or they are being coerced into ending the life of their unborn child. Using a statistical breakdown, the abortion industry will take the lives of more than 3,300 unborn children today, 138 each hour, 12 during this broadcast of Pro-Life Perspective alone. And at an average rate of $400 per abortion, the abortion industry will make $1.3 million today. The numbers are beyond astonishing. But while this extra day gives us pause to reflect on the damage and destruction caused daily by the abortion industry, it also provides our pro-life movement an opportunity. We can take the extra time provided by this extra day on the calendar to brush up on the truth the pro-life movement provides to women struggling with an unplanned pregnancy. We can never be too prepared to provide compassionate support and vital information to those who are most in need of our support. First and foremost, find the phone number for the closest pregnancy helping center in your area and keep this number with you at all times. You never know when you may need it, and when you do need it, a human life will hang in the balance. Second, refamiliarize yourself with the development milestones of the unborn child. These basic facts are fundamental when talking to someone in a crisis pregnancy. Our brochure, A Baby's First Months, is an extremely helpful tool, providing not only information, but full-color photos of children in utero. And though it's cliché, a picture truly is worth a thousand words. With or without the brochure, there are some key developmental milestones that are important to commit to memory. Between 18 and 22 days, the unborn child's heart begins to beat with the child's own blood, which is usually a different blood type than the mother's. By the end of the third week, about the time mother finds out she's pregnant, the child's backbone, spinal column, and nervous system are forming. The liver, kidneys, and intestines are beginning to take shape. At week 6, brain waves are detectable. At week 7, the eyelids and toes are forming, and the nose is distinct. The baby kicks and swims. At week 8, every organ is in place, bones are beginning to replace cartilage, and fingerprints are present. By week 12, the baby has all of the parts necessary to experience pain, including nerves, spinal cord, and thalamus. Vocal cords are complete. The baby can suck her thumb. It is important to note that most abortions occur by 12 weeks, and sadly, the vast majority of young women seeking abortions do not know about the ongoing development of their unborn child and are very often denied that information by the industry that stands to profit from her. I want to encourage you to use this extra day to visit our website at prolifeperspective.com. There you will find links to key educational fact sheets on our main NRLC website, as well as ordering information for our Baby's First Months brochure. Remember, when people learn the truth about abortion, they reject it. One day, all unborn children will be protected by law, but until that day, we are all ambassadors for life. Please help us spread the truth.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.